Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
As part of its March e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports. First of all, what were the highlights domestically?
After PERS reached peak levels in the wean-to-market category since October of 2025, now we're seeing a third month with decreased detection in that age category. However, sow farm diagnosis and case positivity have increased for the fifth consecutive month. For PED, case positivity continues to increase and is greater than expected for the different age categories, including adults, sows, and wean-to-market animals. And the bonus page this month highlights the 8-year milestones for development of SDRS and its contribution to the industry.
What is the significance of the continued decline in PERS case positivity in the wean-to-market category while we continue to see increased detection in sow farms, and what does that suggest?
We do normally see decreases in PERS case positivity with the onset, or hopefully coming, of warmer weather for spring and summer. However, the decrease in grow finish could be also reflected by different sow statuses if they're sending negative pigs to market, indicating less area pressure or regional pressure for PERS detection. However, in the sow farms, this one can also be due to areas that may have increased case diagnosis or activity, also noting that there's been some newer viruses introduced into North Carolina where animals may be relatively naive to these different strains.
What are the recommendations for pork producers as a result?
Regardless of time of year, it really is important to focus on steps to reduce viral presence and transmission. So a lot of things to be taken into account are sourcing of animals or replacement animals that come into sow farms, looking at the placement of positive pigs and what other farms are they near and how that could contribute to regional viral presence. Some farms work with their veterinarians to assess vaccination protocols for prevention where appropriate. Other areas for consideration include continuing to evaluate biosecurity, both the site biosecurity as well as transportation, sanitation, because again, those things really can impact the ability of the virus to transmit. And it is also important to include assessment of biosecurity to dead management facilities and mortality management, because if there is an outbreak in a farm, those animals that have passed can still have a large amount of virus present, and biosecurity needs to be applied when managing that so the virus also does not spread elsewhere.
What were the highlights globally?
African swine fever was seen an increase in South Korea. There's been at least 20 outbreaks as of mid-February, spanning across seven different provinces. ASF eradication has been declared in Saxony, Germany, after there was more almost 2,400 wild boar cases and 5.5 years of control efforts to eliminate this virus. Germany has not seen any detections for 1 year, leading to and fulfilling the ability and the definition for eradication. In Spain, ASF zone has expanded due to continued wild boar detection. However, there's been no domestic pig cases identified to date. Foot and mouth disease virus is seen in Cyprus, and that continues. And there's been some key product seizures in the UK for products that were at ASF and foot and mouth disease risks to the country.
What do these changing ASF patterns suggest in terms of the global effort to control the infection?
The issue really is ASF continues to be active globally, and that is always a concern. One area we still note significant challenges include the management of wild boar, and therefore it really is important to focus on how best to manage this population to reduce one exposure to ASF virus, but then also to ex eliminate or significantly reduce exposure to domestic pigs to wild boar. A lot of this focuses on basic biosecurity to halt viral transmission. So, whether it's putting up fencing to keep wild boar out, not disposing of garbage or any other meat products where animals and wild animals such as pigs can get at that. But this also does include stop human-mediated spread, and that can encompass things like illegal movement of pigs that are positive, or even illegal introductions and movement of animal products that are also positive for the virus.
How is the overall foot and mouth disease situation changing at this point?
Foot and mouth disease virus detection remains very active in the Middle East and in other parts of the world. It continues to be a threat, and there's multiple different strains that are identified in different regions. It is important, again, to really follow basic biosecurity for foot and mouth disease to prevent transmission of the virus. And it also highlights that surveillance is key to understanding the source of infection and understanding what the outbreak is, but also to be able to match up vaccination interventions with the strain that's currently causing a problem in an area or at a specific farm.
With regards to both ASF and foot and mouth disease, what do North American pork producers need to be paying attention to and why?
It is important to recognize that neither virus are identified within the US, and that's important because all efforts should continuously be focused on keeping these viruses out. A part of that, again, is focusing on consistency with biosecurity because a lot of things that we do to keep out other viruses like PRRS, PED, or influenza can also be the same for what we do for ASF and foot and mouth disease. It's important to have daily observation and surveillance of animals to make sure that if we do identify sick animals with suspicious clinical signs and symptoms, that the herd veterinarian is identified to be able to determine the cause. Other biosecurity steps include awareness of biosecurity when traveling, especially to the Caribbean, such as the Dominican Republic, or even to Germany and other areas. Because it's important not to wear the same clothing and footwear that was worn overseas back into farms. And lastly, it's extremely important to not bring any meat products back into a farm from any other country because those products can potentially be a mechanism for virus transmission.
How can anyone interested access the domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports or get more information?
Both of these reports are available at the Swine Health Information Center's March newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
To see these reports and other archive reports, you can go to swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Beckton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.